Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hi guys, this is Shannon. You're listening to The Thing Is. Thanks for coming back to join us. That was a good ding. It's just a little bit far in the background. I'm here as always with my lovely co-host, Maddie.
Hello, Shannon. Fantastic ding, by the way. All right. I'll give you the credit when credit's due.
Thank you very much. It's funny because right before we hit record, Cheyenne in our Zoom chat told
was
Maddie that his hair looks good. And then when Maddie said that she was flirting with him, she said, "Shut the fuck up, Maddie." Which
yeah, because she doesn't want the cat getting out of the bag.
Oh, boy. On the show today, returning guest, third time on the show, hilarious comedian and host of In Hot Water on Compound Media. It is Aaron Berg. Welcome, Aaron.
Hi, guys. How are you? Hi, Shannon. Hi, Maddie. You both look phenomenal.
Thank you.
Ready for our second lockdown?
The notification came through while we were doing Real S podcast this morning about switching to code orange after Thanksgiving. It sucks.
I know we've stopped with the sex and any hugs where we face each other in my house.
Nice. So there's other. Oh, my daughter just walked in. Hi, Piper. I'm
how adorable.
It's gonna be problematic at best. 5 minutes of what? Of quiet time. Okay, go do your quiet time.
See, this is the danger of pulling. Yeah, not pulling out.
Stars in the sky and a moon as well.
As if you didn't know already. Tell her, Aaron. You're no idiot.
So yeah.
When does quiet time start?
I don't know. When? Okay. Can you close the door, my dear?
That was
it. I love you.
That was the end of the transaction. That's adorable.
I know it's stinky. That's why I wanted the door closed. Can you close the door? Thank you. All the way.
She Aaron's said just
it's stinky.
Aaron's just sitting in his garage farting, and his daughter just called him out for it. I love it.
She farts like crazy. she just saw the moon and the stars. It's early for the moon and the stars to be out. I'm sorry, I'm walking all over your introduction.
No, that's
it's
okay.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, we were talking about the lockdown, yada, yada, yada. You know, I listened to Tim Dillon. Is this siren just going to happen for the entire episode?
I'm just glad it's out of my house.
I'm in Queens in a good neighborhood, but everything is now my Ring that. Neighborhood alert just came up. Check doors and stole package. It's a good neighborhood, but I don't know what to tell you. It's the city's fallen to shit, Shannon. I can shut the garage door and we can pretend it doesn't happen, but is that really going to help us defund the police? I don't think so. I think people need to hear sirens are still active.
We're going to sit in reality during this episode.
It's a fucking nightmare. I'm sorry. No, it's Friday.
I was listening to Tim Dillon's one of his most recent episodes where he had Whitney Webb on, and I don't follow like detail by detail of politics and conspiracies and everything, but what this woman had to say on that episode made all the sense in the world about everything that's happening right now, and about how like the ultimate goal, just like in general right now in life, is between the United States and China. They're kind of in a race for the United States to remain a world power. They have to get to AI faster. And it's a competition between US and China to get to AI faster. And the way that you get to AI is by accumulating information from people, which is, you know, from the social dilemma, they collect all of our info and that feeds into it. But since China has more people, America has to find a way to accumulate more information so that they can beat them to it. And that keeping us locked down makes people rely more on social media, on Amazon, on Instacart, on all of these things where they can accumulate more data, which helps propel them towards reaching AI first. It makes a lot of sense.
So it's not a conspiracy theory. It's just heightened thought.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it is a conspiracy. That's all fact. I guess it's just how you process it. Like, are they doing it on purpose for this, just that, or are they taking advantage of a bad situation?
Here's where the problem comes for me. And I want to believe it. Who is the they and what is their goal? And if you're going to say it's more money, that to me doesn't seem to make sense. So explain it to me. And walk
wouldn't
me
it just
it.
Be people with power wanting more power?
Is it? Do you have any power in your life?
But is that not like a running theme with people in power wanting more of it?
I don't know.
For a long time.
I mean, I have a bit of power. I don't feel like I need more power, but maybe I'm just a humble human.
But you're not done working, right? Like, you're still working towards doing better.
Yeah, but I don't think, I mean, maybe these people, are they egomaniacs that have these huge grandiose goals and it's to be the most powerful?
You haven't reached, like, none of us have reached that point of like even like that lowest tier of power where you're working on Wall Street and you're killing
to be,
it.
To be a leader, especially like be a world leader or the leader of the country, like you have to have like, you know, they say like most CEOs of corporations and stuff are sociopaths because you have to take the part out that actually gives a shit about people. Like, you know, go after these like very cutthroat goals. And it, from this perspective, like what we're talking about right now, I believe it is people with power trying to maintain that power and get more.
It seems insane to me, but at the same time, it makes sense when you logically think about it. But is it just like these Jeff Bezos type people? And
mostly
and they're just total like 10 people want to run the universe. Is that really what it is? Do people not just say, you know what, I'd be happy with a few million and I just want to sit down and watch some TV once in a while? And
yeah, these aren't those guys.
Yeah,
these aren't those guys at all. These are the guys who they made billions of dollars. You know what I mean? Because they just kept going. They wanted more power. Like these people exist. Like, you're a good person, Aaron, you know. Lest what you may say on stage, but you're an otherwise decent human being. Your daughter's adorable. So clearly that's not by accident. Mm-hmm. You're not a piece of shit. These people might just be pieces of shit. They exist and they want power. Like these are power hungry people. How do you get into this? Did you just read my mind, Shannon, by the way? I've been nothing but paranoid about this.
It was the sirens.
Like 2 weeks.
It was just sirens.
I thought this was a nice fun show where I could forget about my wild thoughts all day.
But it's kind of like, sorry, go ahead.
It is a fun show. But we do have to discuss this stuff because I always say, why did we forget about China's role in this? I bring that up a lot. And then most people would be like, oh, you're racist. And then I'm like, you're right. I'm trying to get a roasted duck. Why am I yelling at you? And then why did we forget about China? First of all, second of all, and I don't think it's like a freedom thing. I'll talk to Gino, my co-host on In Hot Water, and he's like, this is about our freedom. And I'm like, you didn't even vote. So what part of the political process really affects you that much that you need to yell about it? But I'm like, I'm not locking down again. I'm not going through what we went through the first time. But the first time for us was we had to go to Delaware and basically hide out for 2 months. I couldn't even drive my car there because I had out-of-state plates. You'd get pulled over. And my wife was like high risk at the time. And now it's like people are getting it. Stand-up comics are getting it.
It's really going around close now. I feel like it's getting closer.
It's like I know two comics that got it last week. So we went and got tested this week. We're negative still. I don't think it's going to floor me. I mean, I'm not in the best shape, but physically I'm in pretty good shape. I also smoke, which is... some people would say a good thing. There's studies coming out of like Amsterdam that are like, if you smoke, that the nicotine goes to the same receptors as the COVID tries to attach itself to. So it can't live on those receptors.
That's good to know.
They also say that about CBD. The ACE receptors. Yeah. The CBD apparently like gets in there and gunks it all up so they can't get in.
I'm
smoking copious amounts of marijuana.
Gunked it up sounds like a real medical term. It's all right. Your lungs are all gunked up, kid. You're not going to catch nothing.
I really thought that me smoking this was the one thing that like put me in a bad place if I got it. But maybe it's the one thing that's saving me.
What blood type are you guys?
I just found out. Everyone said if you're O, you're good, right?
That's what I'm hearing, but I don't know.
I asked my dad, I go, what am I? Because he needed a kidney a few years ago, and I got tested, and I know I wasn't what he was. And he goes, I'm O. And I go, oh, okay. So I'm very clearly not O.
I've only gone one. I know two people that got it. One of them's my uncle. He's all fucked up still. He's got the, he has to take blood thinners because I guess it fucked up his cardiovascular system or whatever. And my other friend, who is like a fatso as well,
yeah,
he was fine, but he's not O blood. So now I'm like trying to figure out who I has think, fucking what look, blood.
I was sick for, I had a headache for 4 days. Then I was floored with cold and flu symptoms for 2 days. I haven't done an antibody test, but it was like my daughter got sick and it seemed like a cold, but you never know. But I could still smell. But I also have a Jewish nose. So I don't know if Jewish noses work past it because they're bigger and more aware.
Did you feel like you could smell any less?
No. Kenny Ortega's in the hospital on a ventilator. He's a comic, but he's also very obese and unhealthy. And then, you know, the comics that we know have it, one of them tested positive, but then she said she's fine. No one else around her caught it. And then the other one is like a really in shape comedian, like was a boxer and stuff like that. But he's also black. So we'll see if it's like sociopolitical, the way that it affects his system. COVID's pretty racist. Yeah.
There is one comedian that that I got like a message from recently where it's like that, hey, just want to let you know I tested positive, like one of those things. Mm-hmm. And but he thinks that it was the day after I was around him that he contracted it because I think his family members have it. But now it's like, I feel fine, but I do want, I haven't been tested at all yet, but I haven't been sick at all, knock on wood, but I do want to at least get like a test before Thanksgiving because like my grandmother's 94. Like that's the only thing I think of with this whole thing is my grandmother is 94. That's the only thing I care about. Like me, I'll be fine. I think I just don't want to.
So you're going to see her on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but
you're going up against the system, man. You're sticking it to the system. They're saying don't go see your family. You're saying fuck you.
We're less than 10. We're less than 10 people. So I'm following the rules.
The funniest answer is when you go, I'm going to have Thanksgiving, but just a few of us, 11. I think it's so funny when people say 11. I don't know. Are we going to be okay? My mom's worried. She lives in Canada. She goes, we're locked down again. I go, what's that mean? She's like, drive up stuff only. Remember the first lockdown? Everything was closed except grocery stores and Walmarts. I think it would be awesome if this time, if they closed the Walmarts and they just left mom and pop shops open.
Well, that's another, that like contribute, that's all part of the thing that I was saying before, that part of it also is that they keep the large corporations open because they're all kind of in on this thing and collecting the data and whatever, because you can order online from all those places and they're shutting down the small place. Like it all kind of makes sense. I haven't researched into it, but it all really makes sense.
It's like the last piece they needed to just fucking suck everything else up into their vortex. Shannon, the world is over. We just figured it out. That's it. We're all dead.
Well, the end, what they were we'll wrap this up and then we'll move on. I have a couple of notes. At the end, you guys should go and listen to this episode. It's very interesting. But they say like the end result is, and they're saying by 2030, which is really freaking soon, that instead of like smartphones, like we will have moved on to smart cities where like everything is censored and every single thing that we do is like monitored and used to collect our data. And that things like, Alexa, which I don't want to say her name, and like wearable devices like this,
you say her name?
She's going to turn on and be annoying.
Alexa, turn on.
I have my headphones on. She can't hear you. but and they say that the way that we can help like fight against it is not wear wearable devices and not have the echoes in the houses and all that. But it's so convenient.
I know. I've been thinking about it for real, though.
Yeah,
I unplugged that fucking thing last week because I was having like a really like conspiratorial conversation with a friend of mine. And I was like, wait, let me unplug this Alexa at least.
Yeah, but your phone will get it. Your laptop will get it. Your Xbox will get it.
I know, but I just a little bit. I just want that false sense of security, Shannon. Just let me have it.
Oh, God, I don't like this. This isn't. And this is what we thought the future was going to be. Just us talking like this.
Yeah,
this was what people projected it to be. And now it is. And now. Sensors, what are we going to do? I'm in big trouble.
Well, it's just like to everything that they spin to make it look shiny and pretty for us, like there is an ulterior motive on the other side of how, you know, it's like in Social Dilemma where they say like, if you're not paying for the product, then you are the product. Yeah. So it's like all of this cool stuff we get and we're paying the price for it.
We're the product for this right now. We're not paying for this.
Yep.
We're the
product. It's almost as simple as no free lunches.
I do pay for Zoom.
You know what I mean?
You pay for Zoom?
I do, so we're fine. We're fine. We're fine, guys. Okay. I'm just going to go through my stupid, boring list really quickly, and then we'll go through some of the segments. I'm just going to get things out of my mind because I have no friends and I've been so busy all week. So these are just the things I want to get out there. Okay. So first, I was on the Chip Chipperson podcast earlier this week, and it hasn't aired yet, but by the time it's coming out, it might be out. But I feel like I did such a shit job on it this time. I feel like last time I nailed it, this time I sucked, because they were talking about Thanksgiving. It was a Thanksgiving episode. And they got into
Okay. Thanksgiving jokes. You go first. Go. Shannon, do one.
That was a lot of it.
Yeah.
But they talked about like what everybody was eating on Thanksgiving. So then I have to reveal that I'm a vegan. And then everybody hates vegans. So I was like, can we stop talking about this? Because all of your fans are going to hate me. And then it just became half of the episode. So I feel like I really did great the first time. And now all of his fans are going to hate me. And no one's going to come over to the show from there.
Because you're vegan?
Yeah.
What is it about vegans that we hate?
I hated...
They think that they're better than everybody. Yes. And
there was like a very... a particular personality that veganism is attracted by.
And Shannon's not that.
I'm not.
No.
Shannon does not seem like a vegan.
There's so many other people that are terrible, though, that you get no credit for being good.
It's the animal...
Good for you, Shannon.
Thank you, guys. It's the animal rights activist vegans that are the ones that shame you for not doing what they do. And it's like, actually, did you know that? Blah, 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 whatever. And I don't do that. I feel like you do whatever the hell you want to do. And I just do this for health purposes. And it's just a benefit that I'm not killing animals by doing it. But that's it. And then move on.
I will say that I hate that you refer to it as plant-based when you're speaking to your friends. We know you're not a piece of shit vegan.
Anymore. I know, but I don't do that anymore. Because that became a thing. Where then when, and then people started to hate that too. So I was like, I'll just stick with vegan. I don't know what to do.
It sounds so much worse than vegan.
It does. Yeah. Okay. Next thing. So I have had like the busiest week ever. This is my 11th show I'm doing this week. And it's a really a lot.
Okay. No, most number of shows, Shannon, you go do one.
How many shows did you do this week? And then just something amazing happened yesterday. I was in between two shows, and Amos Lee, who is my favorite musician.
Oh my God, one of mine too. Most people don't.
No way.
Over the bridge into the city where I lived, and I saw my old landlord, and we both said hello. There was nowhere else to go.
Are these the real lyrics?
No, we're just picking the same words at the same time.
Relationship scene.
He mentioned seeing his old landlord in the song.
Amos Lee is phenomenal.
No,
that one album that I have, I bought at Starbucks years ago, and they used to sell it at Starbucks. I'll let you get back to it in a second.
But
he also did, he did a song with like, I want to say Kenny Chesney or somebody, but he did like a country mashup with somebody. He's so good. But anyways, tell me the Amos Lee story.
Is Willie Rogers? I'm mixing up two names, I think.
I don't know.
Who's with Someone the braids? Else. Who's the one with the two braids? Like a country guy, two braids, no one in the chat. Okay.
Willie Nelson.
That's it. Willie Nelson.
Yeah. You're thinking Kenny Rogers.
Yeah. I mixed the two together.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's just, you know, there's no live, no one's been around live music for 100 years. And every time Amos Lee was in the tri-state area, I would always go and see him. And then yesterday he happened to do a live stream on Instagram doing live songs for charity. And I was so freaking happy. I donated to the charity. It was wonderful. Right as it ended. As he was doing his last song, something popped up on my Facebook, and Edwin McCain, who is my next favorite musician, started a live stream on Facebook. It was just like, you know, it's like when nothing is going right in life, just the fact that my two favorite artists did live music streams back to back made me so happy.
Well, music has this beautiful quality that it's so transcendent, and even like when it pops up, it's when you need it the most. And next time you're either A, going to see Amos Lee, or he's doing a live stream, you have to let me know.
100%. I am so happy because I always want to, I get so excited. I want to share it. And I'm like, no one I know cares.
I'm an Amos Lee head, bro. I'm a Lee head. There's no, it's not like a dead head. I'm an Amos famous. I don't know what to call it. He's so good. Maddie, you gotta do me such an angelic voice, and there's this really cool, like, acoustic New York feel to it without being pretentious. It's really, it's like a gentle black Bob Dylan almost. It's really cool.
I don't really know Bob Dylan. I'm not going to pretend I do.
Johnny, but every time basement, mixing up the medicine, I'm on the pavement, thinking about the government.
No, that means nothing to me. All I know is every time Shannon has shown me Amos Lee, I've been like, who is this weirdo? What is he doing? You got to send me like his best three songs. I want to give him a solid shot.
I have tried to make you listen to him several times and you always hate it.
It always stinks. Send me like the best three. Okay. Even if one of those that I thought sucked back then.
I will do that. Mind. Do you know what you're right though, Aaron, about like the effect that music has? I mean, we've talked this on the show before, but the first time I did Molly was on air. It was on the SDR show. And I'm not like a really big drug person. And when it came over me and I was just like, oh my God, is this going to get worse? And how long is it going to last? I was freaking out. And then everybody else in the studio, they were like, someone put on Amos Lee. So they put on an Amos Lee song. And as soon as it played, I was like, like, it just calmed down. I'm like, okay, now I can do this.
Wasn't that Jay? Didn't you say that was Jay?
It was either Ralph or I think Howie was the producer that sat in for me when I freaked out. But
I used to listen to Amos Lee at like Fan. It was before I moved to New York, that album. So I was like, oh, this is how cool New York can be, is this type of stuff. It's really good music.
I agree. Thank you, Aaron. That made me so happy.
I'm so out of the loop with everything so far this episode.
People would not peg me for an Amos Lee guy.
Guys are like, oh, we did Chip. It was amazing. It was fun. Let's fucking make references from the show. I'm like, I got nothing here. I wasn't invited on. And now you're talking about fucking Amos Lee. I'm like, nope, don't get it. Don't like him. It looks weird.
I miss live music so much. We were supposed to go see... I'm brain dead because I went golfing for 12 holes today. We were supposed to go see Zach Brown Band at Citi Field like before lockdown started, and that's it. All right. I'm dying to see him. And
I'm coming in.
Okay,
there he is. Little fucking what's the fucking chicken fried, Aaron?
Yeah,
there you go. Now we're on the same page.
I know that song. Do you follow him?
The same book.
Do you follow him like on social media? Because a lot of artists during the lockdown were doing live streams of music.
I don't follow him closely enough. I'm sure I follow. I mentioned him on Twitter, but he never mentioned me back. So I was like, I'm not going to follow him.
Okay.
You guys ever hear Barefoot Blue Jean Night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barefoot Blue Jean Night.
There you go. You won. You guys got something now, Maddie. You happy?
I feel like we're lovers.
All right, guys, let's take one quick moment to talk about one of our longest running sponsors, which is BlueChew.com. Blue Chew offers men a performance enhancement for the bedroom that'll help you last longer and go those extra rounds. At BlueChew.com, you can get the first chewables with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. And since they're chewable, they can work faster than those other pills, up to twice as fast. You know, you chew it up right into the bloodstream, good to go. And you don't have to worry about taking it on a full or an empty stomach, plan your whole day around it. There is no inconvenience to Blue Chew. It's all convenience. Speaking of convenience, it only takes a few minutes to connect with a BlueChew.com affiliated physician. If you qualify, which you're going to qualify, you get prescribed online quickly. There's no in-person doctor visit, no awkward conversation, no waiting in line at the pharmacy, no waiting online for 100 hours outside of a place because they're giving COVID tests. You are good to go. The chewables from BlueChew.com are prescribed online by a doctor and made in the USA. BlueChew gives you confidence in bed every time. You and your partner will love it. Just chew it and do it. And of course, we have a great deal for you guys. If you go to BlueChew.com, that's BlueChew.com, you're going to get your first order absolutely for free when you use promo code Shannon. That's S-H-A-N-N-O-N. All you have to do is pay $5 for shipping, which is basically nothing. And you get to try it for yourself and see what all the hype is about. Once again, BlueChew.com, promo code Shannon. Give it a shot. Let's get back to the show. Jersey Shore is back. Have you seen
back.
It? Did you
watch
it?
Episode one last night. Started watching episode two. Got very upset.
I didn't
about
see two
10
yet.
Minutes in, and I said, "I'm not watching this." And I got up. My dog barked twice, and Christine goes, "What's your problem? You're mad at Jersey Shore?" I go, "I'm not fucking watching this." No spoilers, but episode two starts to deal with coronavirus,
okay.
And I got upset. And I go, I'm not watching because I'm so upset at the notion of a second lockdown.
What happened?
We're gonna spoil a fucking reality TV show.
Yes, it was 15 years too old.
No, it just aired last night.
Who gives a shit? It's not The Shining.
They are rich as fuck.
I swear to God, this is on my. This is what I was gonna talk about.
House blew my fucking mind.
This is what I was gonna talk about.
They were in a shitty condo in fucking like Secaucus last year, and now he's got this fucking mansion. And I'm like, 1 year made that much of a difference? You just had to pay all this back taxes. His house is gorgeous. I was upset.
What I have written down is that I was
Jay so Wow's happy. Basement?
I know. I was so happy that I just got a new duvet for the winter, and it's like fluffy. I spent $100 on it, and I'm so happy. It's so pretty, and it makes me so happy to go into my shitty little bedroom and look at my adorable duvet. And these people from the Jersey Shore, all younger than me, and they are living in mansions where I couldn't buy one piece of their furniture.
I'll tell you this, you could. I don't know where Situation lives. I'd like to find out if you want to Google it, because him and Jay Wild live in the same town. I'm sure it's
Jersey.
Kinda,
I think they're in Jersey.
Yeah, I know they're in Jersey, but I need to know the town, because it's like the towns that I look at in Jersey, those houses would be like $2 or $3 million.
Absolutely, yeah.
But I don't know if they live that close to the city. It's also like if you live in the buttfuck nowhere,
Bergen
you can
is
have
super
a
expensive.
Bergen's expensive.
So Bergen County.
Yeah.
I doubt they live in Bergen County.
Where do they live?
Watch the show, though. I'm just guessing.
Homedale?
Yeah. Homedale. Homedale.
That's got to be far down because, like, I have no idea where that is.
Text me that because looking at real estate is one of my hobbies.
Okay.
It's such a bad hobby.
Yeah. It makes me feel like I am failing at life.
There's nothing worse, I feel like, than. Which, by the way, said by a fucking white male in America, nothing worse than seeing someone younger than you being more successful than you.
And for they just got lucky.
I don't really think that they're that much younger than you, Shannon.
Jay Wow, I think, is the oldest.
A lot
one.
Of people are so much younger than Shannon, Aaron.
Really?
Yes.
No. Jay Wow is maybe we're right around the same age. She's the oldest of all them. But regardless,
her basement is fucking. Maxed. That gym she has is 100K. Then there's video games. There's a movie theater. She's got like a little thing with candies for the movie theater. Their houses are pimp, but the Sitch's house, that's the type of house I want.
It's Sitch beautiful.
Is cool. The mediation.
He's out of prison now?
Yeah. He's killing it. He's killing it.
Yeah. I was about to say. Awesome.
That really bummed me out more than coronavirus talk.
I'm telling you, the second episode is like, because you just relive what happened. But Uncle Nino keeps popping up. He's so funny. He's like, hey, let me in. And he's like, you can't come in. Why? Oh, I hate the COVID. He's like, I got an N95 mask. He's like, you need an N90 mask. They have so many bad jokes. Such a good show. Maddie, you got to watch it.
I don't know. Sounds great. N9100. That's hilarious.
That's Uncle Nino. No, he's supposed to be stupid.
Uncle Nino.
I hope he dies of COVID. How about
probably
that?
Will. I think he did.
next up.
Real quick, Snooki quit the show.
They need to. Did they address that in the second?
Oh, no.
They never addressed it. They
a
do?
A little bit. Okay. A little bit, but not.
What a loss.
They're still left wondering. Dude, yeah, Snooki was awesome. Nick Simmons had sex with Snooki.
Really?
Yeah.
The best thing. And correct me if I'm wrong about, maybe I have the wrong character, but the best thing Snooki ever did was catch that punch by that Jack dude. Is that the right chick?
Who did he crack?
He cracked
Snooki.
It was Snooki, right? The Snooki punch. That was the
pussy
thing.
Pussy shit. That's like pussy shit.
No, for sure.
She's shorter than me.
That guy's a piece of shit, but also I'm like, that was kind of funny.
No,
that made the show entertaining, at least.
I like seeing the guys go after him afterwards. That was
remember
incredible.
When Ronnie knocked the guy out with one punch?
That was great.
Yo, kid, one punch. And he got arrested.
Okay. My celibacy counter. I'm going to keep saying it until it pops up. It's not there yet, but we'll get there one day. So
I just had a thing incidents.
It popped
play
up
later.
Last episode, Shannon.
What?
It popped up in the last episode.
Oh, I scrolled through it. I thought it was going to be up like the whole show. I didn't see it though. Okay, so it'll be there now. But But yeah, so we're counting. I am, and it's going to keep going with the lockdown. If the lockdown continues, I'm never going to have sex ever again. So I am at 2 years and 8 months now.
Good for you.
How many like days?
Me too.
You have it to the day? You must.
Yeah, look, it's right there.
No, it's not here for us.
I know, it's a joke. That's my laugh.
Yeah, okay. The other things I think have to do with the other segment. So,
oh, blessing. I was on Chrissy Mayer's Wet Spot. I think it was last week or the week before.
What was that like?
And we did podcast trivia. And it was Josh Accardo, Amanda Gale, and Alex Engelbert. I'm trying to think. I think that was it. And we were competing against each other because it was hosts of like relationship-y podcasts. And we did trivia. And the categories were relationships, porn, podcasts, miscellaneous. I think that was it. And guess what, guys? I won. I brought the thing is home win.
Ding. Yay.
Okay. I think that's it. Okay.
So I didn't get to ask you this before we started recording, Aaron. So before we go to this segment, I wanted to see if you have a different story. So last time, this is for the bad things segment, which is fight stories.
So the last time you were on, you told us about in high school, you tried to beat up a bully with a billy club, and then he ended up kind of beating you up. And then you started a bar fight and watched it happen, but didn't actually take part in it.
Correct.
Do you have any other stories of fights that you were in?
I grabbed Gino and pulled him off his chair at the studio this week.
Okay, wait, hold on. Okay, we're going to do bad things.
Bad things with you.
Just doing the thing there. Okay. All right. I want to hear that story, please. I didn't see it.
Didn't see what?
I didn't see. Oh, it didn't happen on air.
Yeah, it happened on air. So Gino keeps, he has all these conspiracy theories, but he just believes COVID's not really, and he doesn't care if anyone gets it. So I went in and I said, my wife, myself, and my daughter all tested positive for COVID this week. So now tell me it's fake. And he goes, and you saw in his eyes a little bit of genuine empathy for a second. And then he was like, good. Well, fucking good. So I hope you all get it and you'll all be fine. And I don't fucking care. And blah, blah. And he just kept yelling. And I think at one point he called me a sheep for wearing a mask. And then I just ran in and grabbed him and yanked him off the chair and threw him down on the ground. And then I was reminded, A, of how strong I am, which I forget a lot. And then B, how frail he is. But then C, I was like, oh, it feels so good to throw a person around again, because you forget how good it actually feels. And there's like some people online that come after me and stuff. And I'm like, when I see that person, I really want to fight them. And I'm like, yeah, but Lewis already worked his way through half of them. And then so I just think like, oh, how fun it would be to throw somebody around. But I haven't been fighting that much. And I've been staying out of trouble. I kind of just keep my head down now. I used to be on the trains is where I would get the most to my trouble. And now I just kind of keep my head down and shut up.
Do people start with you on the train? Like, you're
not like, now. I'm like an old man now. I'm 48. I keep my mask on and I just sit down and mind my own business. But I ride the Long Island Railroad more than the subway, so it's a little classier.
What was Gino's reaction when you did that? Did he just stay down?
Yeah, because I just got him down on the ground and I said something like, say it again, tough guy. And he didn't. And the guys in the booth were dying because they knew I was in the booth and I go, I'm going to go fucking throw him down. And they started laughing and then they just got to see it. It was really fun. And now we've turned it into a recurring bit. I think I did it 3 times yesterday. I very gently put him down after the first time. The first time I was a little rougher, but as he was going down, I'm like, oh, I could really hurt him. So I kind of broke his fall a little bit.
But the first one was real.
Yeah, the first one was real. But as I was in the midst of it, I was like, I don't want to hurt him.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right, guys, let's take one more quick little moment to talk about one of our favorite sponsors, and that is Yo Kratom. If you are over the age of 21 and a current Kratom user, this ad is for you. If not, skip ahead a few seconds. You're not going to care what I have to say here. If you do use Kratom, you should check out YoKratom.com. They have the world's best value in Kratom, including the $60 kilo And if you're familiar with purchasing this product, you know what an incredible value that is. Not only is the price amazing, but if you go to yokratom.com, you can scroll through several different strains of Kratom, including their own strain called Trainwreck, which is a combination of a few different ones. So you kind of get like all of the good stuff that you're looking for in different strains all in one. That's my personal favorite. If you don't like the taste of it, you don't like it in powder form, you can also get it in capsules, in extracts. They have everything you could possibly want with Kratom. You will find it at yokratom.com. Also, another good side about it is if you don't want to go out, if you don't want to go to the gas station or the local smoke shop or wherever you're currently having to buy it, you can just get it from the website. You know that what you're getting is amazing quality. You don't have to worry about it coming from overseas or having some weird crap or pollutants in it. You're just getting good quality Kratom for wholesale prices, and it gets shipped directly to your home really quickly. It'll be there within a few days. So give it a shot. Go to yokratom.com and let us know what you think. All right, now moving on to the final segment, because I do have a bunch of stuff I want to talk about here. So we're going to do scary things. And this is the part of the show we talk about weird, creepy, possibly paranormal experiences. Last time you were on the show, you really just talked about doing mushrooms, a couple of experiences that you had while you were on mushrooms. And thought you were a Native American, something like that, I think it was. But so what made me reach out to you specifically now is because Gino mentioned to me, because he's been co-hosting on the SDR show a bunch, and he mentioned that you had an experience that you've kind of been brushing off, but he thinks is something. So can you tell us about that?
Okay, so my wife thinks there's a ghost in our house.
I'm sorry. I have to pause 1 second. I'm having a delivery and it's calling me. I'm sorry, Brian. Hold on 1 second.
Oh my God, that's the ghost.
Hello?
I go, I'm so sore. Do you think I have COVID? I played golf today with this guy that showed up in track pants. I don't know. I just booked my own time. Track pants. He's got a gold chain out. He's wearing a chin diaper. Very clearly Latin American. So I go, hey, Aaron. He goes, I'm Johnny. And this guy drives the ball 320, 330. And then the rest of his game is horrible. So I'm actually golfing with like Happy Gilmore. And I go, you hit it a ton. He goes, I used to play baseball. And I go, how far did you get? He goes, I got drafted by the Cleveland Indians when I was 15 years old, but then I got injured. I played till I was 21. But I'm telling you, 320, really? This guy would drive. And then had no short game. I was destroying the guy. And he was out driving me by like 70 yards.
What do you usually get out of a drive? Like two and change?
I'm two and change. Yeah, like 230, maybe 250, 260 tops. But
yeah. I just started swinging the old golf club myself.
Nice. And
I suck at it. It's not good. It
takes a while.
I think the clubs are too long for me.
Yeah, it's the clubs.
I had booze delivered to my house. Yeah. I haven't been,
really.
Yeah, I haven't been drinking, and then I don't know if you remember, but right, I have it here. I said that I was going to stop drinking vodka because I get too hungover and try something new. So look what I have. I have Terramana.
You want to have it? Well, is that gold or silver?
I got Reposado because I don't really like silver tequila.
I don't know what that means.
It's like slightly aged. Añejo is the agedest. And then Reposado is like in between.
Are you still talking about Terramana?
Yeah. That's different types of tequila. Silver, Reposado, Añejo.
I know silver and gold.
It's gold.
There's more than that?
Yes.
I had no idea.
So so I'm sure this is I'm doing my little ad for Terramana for the Rocks, so maybe one.
You want to do a shot of Terramana with me, Shannon? I'll do a shot of Terramana with you. All right, hang on. I got to grab a shot glass.
Right, well, you guys are fun.
I'm really sorry.
It's okay.
We can talk about Maddie while he's gone. What do you want to say?
Blah blah blah. Nothing. What time is it?
It's 5:51.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, we'll go. Do you have like a hard out? We'll probably just go for 10 more minutes.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I just realized I'm going to have fucking Terramana at my wedding.
Why?
Because I want, come? No, I want, but I want what I want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone's been calling me Groomzilla because I'm very into this wedding, as it turns out.
I can imagine. Aaron, last time you were here, Maddie has been in the same relationship for about 16 years and finally got engaged over the quarantine.
Congratulations. Good.
Thank you, sir. Am I in for a whole lot of mess?
No, it depends. I mean, my wife's fucking crazy. But, yeah. You know, they're probably, I don't know. You've been with her a long time. You know her. I didn't know my wife.
Is there anything worse than talking to a married guy and he's like, don't do it, dude. I don't want to do it. It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
You just fucked up. That's how it happened, I think.
Yeah. There's a lot. There's something to be said about putting more love into the world. And it is a beautiful thing. It's my marriage is hard and requires a lot of work. Yeah. But I'd like to think it makes me a better person. I'm happier than I would be single, but I've thought about being single again. But yeah, you do. You say you're going to do it, you do it.
Yeah, that's about where I'm at. I've been told I'm difficult, though.
So what? So is everybody. I don't get to be myself. I don't get to maintain who I was before. So I'm in transition, which is difficult. To be a good dad and to be a good husband, you can't just give a shit about yourself, which is what, you know, you spend years doing to find out what makes you happy. And then you kind of throw it out a little bit.
That's what you're saying when you were versus now, like you were more selfish, you're saying?
I was so, but I think in a good way, you know.
But that's what you're saying was bad, if anything.
No, it's not bad. It's just fucking. I can't get along with my wife. If I want to be happy, I won't get along with my wife. So I'm not happy all the time. I have fleeting moments. But that's what my marriage is.
And that's more happiness than I have in my life. So at least you have fleeting moments of it.
Yeah. But you got booze delivered to your door. So
I haven't drank in like 2 weeks. So cheers, Maddie. And then I'm dying to hear Aaron's story. Cheers.
Get shit canned.
Cheers. I don't have a cup, so I'm
just having to take it. You just out of the bottle?
You're making me
look like a real fucking fruit here, Shannon. I appreciate that you made it
look like it was a serious delivery. Like, oh no, my medication's here.
I don't want to leave my booze outside. Someone's going to steal it.
Yeah.
I even went ahead and matched my shot glass to my shirt. Aren't I adorable?
That is a lovely tequila. Rock, you're killing it in life.
It's not bad.
You're doing a great job. It's really good.
I mean, he can't vote for worth a shit, but makes a good tequila.
I'm going to stay away from his political beliefs. Okay.
Who's that? Who makes that?
The Rock.
The Rock? He makes tequila?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he voted for Joe Biden? Yeah.
He does it all.
Yeah. It's not that he just voted for him, but he was really campaigning for him. He endorsed him.
Yeah.
That bugged me.
Me too.
I don't want to hear. I don't care. No one cares. Anyone with any integrity doesn't care what The Rock thinks about who he's voting for.
Yeah. Okay. Aaron.
If you smell, look, I'm wearing his shirt.
Oh, that's perfect.
If you smell who Joe Biden is sniffing the hair of.
Brian and Joey, we have to get a clip and we have to tag The Rock in it. We have so much promo for him here.
Yeah. And also clip in that he's a giant muscled faggot.
Don't you dare. You ruined it.
He's a Biden cuck. Big muscled Biden cuck.
No, you just stop at work.
If you smell the hair that Joe Biden is sniffing.
You just cut the clip right where I said
if you smell what Joe is spewing.
Okay, Aaron. So so you said your wife thinks that your house is haunted.
Yes, my wife thinks the house is haunted. So one night I'm out, she thinks she hears stuff. She calls 911. They come.
She told that story on the show. Yeah.
Yeah. No one was in the house. It's the neighbor's stairs. You can hear doot 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 whenever someone goes up the stairs. That's what she thinks it is. So then Piper is in our room one night in the middle of the night. And I guess Piper goes to Christine. She goes, Mama, a big baby, and points over into the corner. And she goes, what? She goes, there's a big baby over there. And we don't know what's happening. So then you guys are both nuts. I don't know why you would believe in this stuff. I'm asleep one night and I sleep with earplugs in because it's a habit. My ex-fiance used to do it. It got me to do it. And then also my wife snores sometimes when she gets boozed up. She snores like a fucking hockey player on a bus. So I whenever I hear Piper at all, it's just something in me. Big J has this joke where he's like, if a girl sleeps with a black guy, there's a father that jumps out of bed and goes, my daughter, like that. Like as soon as the penis enters the daughter, I have like those senses. Like as soon as Piper gets out of bed, I can wake up right away and I'll hear. So one night I hear da da, and I wake up and I go, do you hear that? Christine goes, what? And I go, it's Piper. And I go check Piper, dead asleep, nothing. But I know I heard someone go, dad, dad, like right next to the bed. So they believe that there's the ghost of a baby in our room right near the heater. And also the heater doesn't work. Now, Gino told me that ghosts...
It's all clogged up with a dead baby. It's all gunked up.
Your heater's all gunked up with dead baby ghosts.
Born in a feller.
Where did you get your degree in HVAC, Rikers? Gino said that there's something about ghosts and heat that have, like, there's a correlation. Like, they like to be near heaters or something like that.
Well, it's energy. Like, they suck up energy, and then also, like, they suck up heat, which is why you feel cold spots when...
Yeah.
When you're around a ghost. I don't know about the heater. I don't know about that correlation. But so you didn't really you didn't believe it at first. When you heard that, how do you rationalize that? Or are you starting to believe them now?
I don't know. I think if there's a ghost, it's probably not ill-intentioned. I heard it. I heard someone go dada, and it wasn't Piper. So it may have just been in my head, but a lot of stuff doesn't pop out of my head like that. So I don't know what it was.
I thought this story was going to go in a whole different direction. I thought this story was going to be about, like, I heard her voice, but then she was like having a nightmare and I went and I woke her up. Like it almost felt like more of a sixth sense type of deal with, like, between your daughter and you. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you said, oh, when she wakes up, I wake up.
Well, because usually if I hear her go dada, I'll wake up and run in, but it wasn't her saying it.
And so she was fine.
Heard it. Yeah.
Do you ever see her having conversations with nothing there or anything like that?
No, she talks to her dolls and she reads to herself and stuff.
Interesting.
That's the ghost story. You're supposed to give me a whole bunch of feedback on it.
I'm thinking about it. I mean, I don't know. I feel like you just don't hear about... Well, I guess as far as baby ghosts go, like, people hear the sound of babies crying. But I feel like no one ever actually sees a baby.
A dead baby.
Yeah. Right? Like
You know what? Can kids see ghosts easier than grown-ups?
Yeah, that's what they say. Because, like, the veil is thinner. Like, when you're closer to birth, the veil stays thinner. And you get older and you get, like, told it's not real, it's not real. And then you just believe it's not real.
I do buy a little bit of that.
If you smell what Kamala Harris is throwing in prison.
But I feel like you would see, like, how many baby ghosts would you see crawling around?
I never saw it a thing, one, but I'm guessing Piper's saw one.
Or is it more? I gotta really think about this before I say it. Go ahead.
Why does she say big baby?
I don't know.
That's a weird thing because she's a little bitty thing. If she sees a baby, it's going to be a little baby to her. So the fact that she said big baby, that kind of freaks me out a little bit.
Mm.
Unless big baby ghost, like,
and it wasn't a situation where, like, it was her shadow on the wall and it was giant and she pointed over to it.
I don't know. I mean, she's usually good. If I go, did you eat all your lunch? She goes, uh-huh. I go, did you, or are you lying? And she goes, lying.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a good kid.
I just heard a door open. Oh. Whoa, guys.
What?
You just saw a ghost?
See a big baby?
I just saw a big baby
ghost. Oh, there she is.
Hi, Piper. We're talking about you see a big baby upstairs.
Yeah. What's up with that?
I hear something.
Yeah, I hear something.
Ding dong, ding dong.
Yeah, wait, bells. Can you go back inside? I'll be in 5 minutes, okay?
I'm doing that's a big one.
I want to hear more about this. I want to hear about this big baby.
The bells are beautiful. Did you see a big baby one time upstairs? Big baby. She laughed. Okay, she's just making fun now.
You know what? Honey, it's nice for now.
Can you go inside, please? It's cold and there's smoke here. Hang on.
It's nice for now. That's how Poltergeist started, though.
5 minutes, okay?
Don't forget.
What's that?
Poltergeist started that same way. Those fucking ghosts were like, "Ah, we're going to be your friend, Carol Ann." And then they sucked that bitch in the TV set. And then the bunch of bad effects happened. And then they fucking spit her back out the other end.
Shut the door, please, my dear. Okay, I love you. Close the door.
I want to share really quickly. One listener submitted scary things story, and we can go over that, and then we'll wrap up. This is from Lance. I'll just say Lance. I don't know what he wants us to refer to him as.
Lance. You couldn't have said. Lance. I feel like you're judging him, Shannon. Shannon, what do you think about a guy named Lance?
That's fine. I had one of my ex's friends was named Lance. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, what'd you think about him?
No, he was like a tough, like a Puerto Rican tough guy.
Oh, very different than what Maddie wanted to say. I stripped with a guy. His name was Lance Romance. That was his stage name. That's his real name was Dave. He was a pretty good guy.
He says, have done multiple paranormal investigations in a few places across the state of Virginia. Very often across the state, often getting EVPs, and have seen soldiers walking through the woods, which I feel is often residual from the many Civil War battles across the state. Have also gone to a couple old plantation houses also looking for things. Last time at the Bell Grove Plantation in King George, Virginia. It had been a quiet night around the property. Everybody went up to go into the basement / winter kitchen together to check that out also. Well, down there, we got a lot of activity with the loose flashlight bottom trick. Loose flashlight bottom trick. And rim pod. I don't know. And rim pod often lighting up. I don't know what these words are. With loose flashlight bottom trick.
He just strung together a bunch of words in a sentence and don't go.
Oh, it sounds like something that these experts do. I'm sure if you Googled it, we'd be able to find it very easily.
You're right,
we don't know.
A loose flashlight button trick and rim pod often lighting up.
No, this is the last sentences. You're fucking nuts.
After about 20 minutes down there, we started trying EVP sessions. Of just going around the room and everybody asking general questions. Immediately we played the audio back, and between a couple of questions, we heard what sounded like fast drums playing back. We did another round and heard those drums again when we played it back. Waited a few minutes and tried it again. This time we all heard the drums in the room, but when we played it back, the recorder did not capture it. As we were wrapping up the night for myself and the girl next to me, we started looking into another room of the basement, and she snapped a picture with the phone in that room. I feel like she captured something, photo attached, I'm downloading it. And we spent another 20 minutes trying to recreate and also figure out how big the object is. I'm 6'2", 220 pounds in an okay shape, and the shadow seemed to be about an inch or two taller and a lot wider. Definitely unexplained. But also one of my favorite captures. P.S. Found your show from listening to you getting abused on Realist podcast, and glad I did. Also, congrats to Maddie. I'm going to show you this picture. Like,
by the way, Shannon, just for the listeners' enjoyment.
You're
going to
say for what?
Yes. For like half a second, I had no idea for a while. I was like, for what?
All right, here's the picture.
I can't wait to tell Aaron that.
Do you guys see it?
What is it?
So this is a picture they sent. They said, do you see, it looks like the figure of a guy.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. It looks like a water fountain.
No, to me, it looks like there is just a guy.
I hope it's for whites only. This fucking story stinks, Shannon. There's no guy there.
It looks to me like there is just a guy in the room. Like, that's how much it looks like a guy. Do you see it, Aaron?
No, I see nothing. You guys see something?
Yeah, but it looks like it's a person, not a ghost. It doesn't look see-through.
Can you draw it with your mouse, Shannon?
Do you see my mouse moving?
I do, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the head. These are the shoulders.
Yeah.
It looks like he's wearing like
hold on. My brightness. Shorts. I gotta fix my brightness. I see it now.
Yeah, I see it. For a second, I thought it was the white part, and it looked like a guy hanging on a cross.
Oh,
but
gosh.
Now I see it.
All right, yeah, I see it now. Okay, I was looking over on the right side. It looked like a fucking... Nothing.
Well, that's pretty good. I wish they would have sent us the EVPs. I would like to hear that.
That's right.
But thank you, Lance. Thank you for sending that in. Thank you, Aaron, so much for coming back on the show and for sharing your stories. We're going to do a quick round of plugs, and then we'll let you go. Start with you, Maddie. What do you got to plug?
You can follow me everywhere at Jester Skulls. You can also now follow Daddy Maddie at Daddy Maddie JS across Twitter and Instagram. And also, I think I did a nice thing. Maybe it was a terrible thing. Maybe it was gross to do. I set up a GoFundMe for one of our loyal friends and listeners and whatnots, Cheyenne, because her fucking car got jacked in Michigan. So if you go to GoFundMe.com.
We'll put the link in the description.
/GTA Shay. Shay spelled C-H-E-Y. You can donate a few bucks.
Are you a liar? You're lying?
No, I just did. I did it last week, but I hadn't brought it up until now.
She said she already has a new car.
Oh, she does? Well, whatever. Yeah. Listen, this bitch has 3 children. You don't think $5,000 fucking hurt her pocket? Come on. Go, let's try to get fucking Cheyenne like $5,000 to offset the cost of some piece of shit stealing her car out of her driveway. We're a family here at Gas Digital. Let's, you know, I'm gonna throw 20 bucks because Daddy Maddie isn't doing as well as he was maybe 6 months ago. But I'll throw 20 bucks at least, maybe 50. Right,
if you really did that, then it's very nice. And we will share it in the show description and I will share it on my social media. Aaron, what would you like to plug?
Well, In Hot Water, Monday to Thursday, compoundmedia.com. Subscribe now. You get 20% off. You just got to find that promo code on Compound Media. Patreon.com/GumFridays. That is the Friday show Gino Bisconti and I do. Tons of free merch, tons of bonus footage. It's very exciting. I will be in I'll be in Florida December 17th to 20th. I'll be doing the Orlando Improv. I'll be doing a theater in St. Petersburg. I'll be in Boca Raton, and I will be in Lake Park, Florida. I'm also always floating around Manhattan doing somewhat legal shows, so you can check me out there.
Awesome. You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. Wherever you listen to the show, you can also watch it streaming live for free every single Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern at gasdigitalnetwork.com/live. If you go to gasdigitalnetwork.com and use promo code TTI, it's the best way to support the show. You get a 2-week free trial plus access to every single show on Gas Digital Network and our entire archives. So you can see all of the times that Aaron's been on the show, including before we had a studio to record in. If you hate it, after 2 weeks, you can get rid of it. No big deal, but it's the best way to support us. If you listen on iTunes, YouTube, wherever else, just make sure to subscribe and tell a friend and go to podcastmerch.com for t-shirts, hoodies, and mugs. If you have a bad thing, scary things, or a bad date story, you can send it in to thethingispodcast@gmail.com. And that's it. Make sure to rate and review. Tell a friend, please. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back next week. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.